Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
On October 3rd, 2022, City of Solana voters approved Proposition 2022-A for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount not to exceed $15 million to finance construction of a 42,000 square foot field house at the Solana Regional Sports Complex. After careful consideration, city administration recommended issuing the bonds in two tranches. This strategy allows the City of Solana to only pay interest on bond revenues that are currently needed rather than paying interest on bond revenues that will not be needed until sometime next year. Resolution 2022-060 authorized the issuance of the first tranche in the amount of $10 million. This tranche of general obligation bonds was issued on February 15, 2023. Ordinance 2023-007 appropriates the full $15 million and an estimated amount for bond issuance costs, which will allow the city to award the project and order materials that have long lead times. City Manager Stephanie Queen detailed the resolution.
This ordinance would appropriate the full amount that is authorized under the bond issuance. To date, as we mentioned in our work session, we've received the first issuance of $10 million of that debt. That's in its own segregated account where it's earning interest and will be available for us to use. This ordinance would authorize that as well as a future tranche of debt if we needed up to that full $5 million amount. It's important from the perspective that when we get ready to potentially award construction of the project, it'll be important that we have authorization or funds reserved. And this is going to be reserving the majority of the funds needed for the project. We will come back at a later date and seek authorization and appropriation of the remaining funds.
The project spending can begin since the City of Solana appropriated the bond proceeds. The City of Solana unanimously adopted the resolution. The 29th annual Homer Winter King Salmon Tournament held on Saturday, March 25th, handed out an estimated $132,129 in prize money, along with a record amount of merchandise prizes worth over $31,000, more than double the number of prizes over last year's tournament. This year, the tournament returned to its original March timeframe after shifting to April for the last two tournaments. Originally scheduled for March 18th, it was postponed for 1 week due to weather conditions. This year's tournament recorded 818 anglers and 273 boats participating in the tournament. The first place angler, with a fish weighing 26.12 pounds, was Gail Bailu. The unofficial results are currently showing that Bailu will earn $62,036 in total cash prizes, including the team's side tournament winnings. This year's youth prize winner was 9-year-old Liam Carney with a 16.54-pound king. Third-place finisher Dakota Allward caught the largest white king, which earned him an additional prize package. To see the top 10, you'll find that on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Homer Winter King Salmon Tournament is the premier fishing tournament in Alaska and likely the biggest one on the West Coast. The new tournament area by the Homer Deep Water Dock is the perfect setting to showcase the Homer Harbor and the beautiful ocean waters of Kachemak Bay. Sea-Tow South Central Alaska provided the official tournament boat, keeping an eye on the anglers and able to make sure that they were operating safely and adhering to tournament rules. Many local businesses and over 50 volunteers helped make this record-setting event happen. For a complete summary of the tournament results, you can visit the story at RadioKenai.com. A man is facing charges in connection to the shooting death of another man in Mountain Village. Alaska State Troopers say 34-year-old Darren Peterson was arraigned Saturday on several charges, including first and second degree murder. He's accused of shooting and killing 35-year-old Larry Andrews of St. Mary's on Friday. Investigators believe alcohol was a factor in the incident. An investigation is ongoing. Find more news of the Kenai in Alaska on our website at RadioKenai.com. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.